restored us to new life. All that is broken has been made whole.
Hold your head high. Christ has risen. From a triumphant Palm Sunday to a dark Friday, passing through sorrow, through death, to life and joy, and we arrive at Easter. Joy and sorrow, life and death, are bound together.
Hold your head high. Christ has risen. He has risen indeed.
Please stand and join us in our call to worship. Out of darkness of grief and despair, we run to the tomb to see for ourselves.
And it is true, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
We hear a voice call our name.
And we know our risen Lord is with us now and always.
Come, let us worship the risen Christ. Please join in singing our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen, number 2116 in the Black Hymnal. We will sing verses 1, 2, 7, and 8.
Join me in the opening prayer on the screen above. O God of all our days, we come this morning with eager anticipation.
We want to know you, to see you, to touch you.
Open your hearts that we might experience you anew.
Opening our lives that we may be faithful witnesses to your resurrection. May we, with shouts of joy, proclaim your love to all.
Are there some things that are pretty hard to believe? Yeah. Like at recess when somebody comes and says, Molly fell off the monkey bars. Does everybody run to go see for themselves if it's true? Yeah. We want to see it sometimes to believe it, don't we? And sometimes you can believe things with your eyes or somebody tells you something and you believe what you hear. But today we're talking about believing from your heart. This is what I want you to know today, and we're going to watch a little puppet show about some things that are pretty unbelievable. But this is what I want you to know, is that Jesus died on a cross for each one of you because he loves each one of you very, very much. And you can show Jesus how much you love him by always having him in your heart and showing that same love and kindness to everybody else. Okay? So today the older kids are going to do a puppet show for you, and I want you to listen to what they think is truly unbelievable.
Welcome to today's episode of Believe It or Not. We have three very knowledgeable contestants today. Let's meet them now. Ostrich, giraffe, and sheep. Welcome to our show today.
Hello, Fox. Thanks for having us. Can I go first?
Well, of course. Let's get started.
Well, believe it or not, the human nose can remember 1 trillion different scents.
Ostrich, that's simply amazing. But did you know a giraffe can clean its ears with its own 21-inch tongue?
Ah, it's unbelievable that a snail can have up to 25,000 teeth. I wish I had that many.
Wow, wasn't that fantastic? We have made it through one round of all of our contestants are doing great. Here we go, round two. What can you tell us that's truly unbelievable?
Well, believe it or not, poor eyesight is associated with a higher IQ.
Wearing headphones for 1 hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
According to a British study, men drive an extra 276 miles each year because they refuse to ask for directions. Isn't that bad?
Can you believe that? Humans are so weird sometimes. These facts are simply incredible.
Okay, here is something truly unbelievable. It is impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Well, both the fur and skin of a tiger are striped. Did you know that?
Bah. I just can't come up with anything else. I am so bad at this.
Oh, sheep, I am so sorry, but you are out of the game. Bye-bye. We are now down to 2 contestants. Let's hear them battle this out.
I know that this is going to be hard to believe, but cows can walk upstairs and not downstairs.
Ladybugs squirt smelly liquid from their knees when they get scared.
Iguanas have 3 eyes, one on the top of their head.
The average human person spends 6 months of their lifetime waiting on a red light to turn green.
Eating chocolate while studying will help the brain learn new information.
Wow, this is truly impressive. How much more can these contestants know? Miss Giraffe, do you have any other unbelievable facts to share? Miss Giraffe, you have 5 seconds to think of anything at all.
Well, over 2,000 years ago, a man who claimed to be the Son of God was crucified on a hillside near Jerusalem. He was buried in a tomb. 3 days after his death, he came back to life and appeared to many people. If we believe in him, we too can have an everlasting life.
Well, you heard it here on today's episode, Believe It or Not. Some things are pretty hard to believe, but believing the story of Easter means that you too can have everlasting life. So it's up to each of you whether or not you want to
believe it or not.
Peter said, "I am learning that God doesn't show favoritism to one group of people over another. Rather, in every nation, whoever worships him and does what is right is acceptable to him. This is the message of peace he sent to the Israelites by proclaiming the good news through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism John preached. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and endowed with power. Jesus traveled around doing good and healing everyone oppressed by the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him up on the third day and allowed him to be seen, not by everyone, but by us. We are witnesses whom God chose beforehand, whom ate and drank with him after God raised him from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Gospel reading is from Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb, bringing the fragrant spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. They didn't know what to make of this. Suddenly, two men were standing beside them in gleaming bright clothing. The women were frightened and bowed their faces toward the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but he has risen. Remember what he told you while you were still in Galilee, that the human one must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. When they returned from the tomb, they reported all of this to 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. Their words struck the apostles as nonsense, and they didn't believe the women. But Peter ran to the tomb. When he bent over to look inside, he saw only the linen cloth. Then he returned home, wondering what had happened.
A good friend of mine and I like to joke around by sending each other news that we find on Facebook. And now it has become an ongoing joke. Is that real news or Facebook news? And we laugh about how we believe just about everything we read. And then there is my son, Sam, who only likes to believe what he reads if it's in his favor. For example, he has contested that sunscreen and bug spray don't work. I'm not sure where he read this. Maybe it is Facebook news, Instagram news, the real news, or maybe it just works in Sam's favor not to have to put on sunscreen or bug spray. So he believes it's true in his own mind. While I'm picking on Sam, I would say that he is more likely to agree with the ostrich this morning in our puppet show than the giraffe, simply because the ostrich shared the unbelievable fact that people with poor eyesight have a higher IQ, while the giraffe wanted us to believe that if you wear headphones for 1 hour, the bacteria in your ear increases 700 times. Sam has poor eyesight, and Sam sleeps with his headphones on and wears them just about everywhere else that we allow. So I guess we could do the math on the bacteria. I think we would know which one Sam would think was fake news. I would also like to side with the ostrich this morning because I want to believe that eating chocolate will not only improve my concentration, but according to this real news I found on Google Images, it also boosts memory, boosts mood, improves memory, reduces stress, and improves focus. At some point in our lives, we all wonder what to believe. In the gospel reading today, even Peter wasn't sure. Mary and Mary Magdalene run to tell the apostles what had just happened, that they went to the tomb where Jesus had laid. The stone had rolled away, and when they went in, the body of the Lord Jesus was not there. The women were frightened, and then the men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He isn't here. He has been raised." So the women run and tell Peter, and their words strike Peter as nonsense, and he didn't believe them. So Peter had to go look for himself, and then he discovered that what they were saying was true. And Peter wondered what had happened. I'm guessing that most of us would have wondered the same. Like most of you, there have been some challenges in my life throughout the past year. And most of our teenagers here today, I am sure, can testify that they have had some challenges of their own. Whether it's school and grades, injury preventing you from participating in your passion, not making a team, finding a balance, arguments with parents, breakups, being excluded, someone forgets your birthday, unkind friends, whatever it may be, I am sure that you can all nod your head and say that something didn't go the way that you had hoped it would this year. And I can relate. I can tell you that it will probably always be the case that things won't go perfectly, that challenges will seem to be part of your life. We are Easter people. In the words of Bishop Jung this week, darkness never defeats the light. Despair never has the last word over hope. Sometimes we may wonder where God is in our lives on those days when things don't go as planned. But today we are reminded that Easter is the light that breaks every darkness and shines brighter than any sun. Looking into the tomb that once held the body of Jesus, we know today that by the power of God, Jesus is alive. That same love and power is in all of you when you fail a test, your friends betray you, you are diagnosed with illness, your parents tell you no. You are loved more than you could ever know. Each day is a new beginning, like the flowers that are budding and the muddy mess of winter is disappearing. Beauty and light will shine. Believe it or not, you will be faced with challenges every day, and you might stop and wonder why. Why, God, is this happening to me? Or what is the purpose for having me face this challenge? There isn't an answer to that question that you can Google. And if you try, you will likely get fake news. The answer is to believe in and carry with you the message of Easter. In the darkness, be patient, for the light will shine. In the challenges, talk to God and know that He is listening and there is hope. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Believe it. Jesus loves you and is with you always.
When we believe in giving and sharing our resources, we show our love to God and others. Let us share God's love with others today. Will the ushers please come forward?
Please join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. Mighty God of power, you offer us life that overcomes death, light that overcomes darkness, hope that overcomes despair. May our hearts flow with you and compassion for others, that we may bring hope that we need. In risen Christ we pray.
As we prepare for a time of prayer, please join in singing, "Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying." God, you love this world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that we might be called your children too. Help us to live in the gladness of grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. Help us to walk in that grace and tell your good news to the world.
We remember Jesus, who always kept the mission in the forefront.
We remember Jesus, who consented to suffer and die at our hand.
Today, Almighty God, we celebrate the fact that death could not hold Jesus in the grave. We celebrate that not even death is able to separate us from the love of God.
We know that many of us still experience darkness in our lives, These struggles don't simply go away in the joy of this day.
But we are renewed in faith and strengthened in hope. Even more, we have been reminded that the promise of Easter is not just an idea that we sing, pray, and preach.
Christ is alive and lives among us today. Your real presence is more than something we hope for. You are here with us now. We know you in the love we share for each other, the love that binds us all together as one.
On this day, O God, Christ's resurrection gives us hope that nothing, no tragedy, no mistake, no sin, no evil, is beyond the redemption power of your love.
This is the truth of your kingdom, a kingdom we live for, a kingdom for which we now pray using the words the living Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Everyone is invited to join us for breakfast in the fellowship hall following the service. Please stand as you are able.
We have come from darkness and despair to hope and joy.
We leap with confidence and trust in your guiding love.
Go forth with renewed hope.
Nothing is beyond the reach of God.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Please stand and join in singing, dancing, clapping, and rejoicing in our closing song on the screen above. It's a happy day.
Excuse me.